Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Reassurance is knowing our pensions will be supporting you in the years ahead. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension today.
Drive Time with Katie Hannan and Cullum O'Mungoin on RTE Radio 1.
Now, we're going to be looking at the cost of living in a second, specifically domestic energy bills, but it's also come up on the tourism discussion. We were talking earlier about how to make your town more Instagrammable and mentioned the CSO stats, the tourism numbers were down, and cost has come up in a number of the texts that you've sent to us. Ask the question why tourists aren't coming. It's too expensive. Ireland is one of the most expensive countries in Europe at the moment, says one texter. And another says hotel rooms charge the solo travellers the same room rate as for a couple sharing a room or a family using one room. Very unfair. There's no consideration for solo travellers who, through circumstances, are travelling alone. This issue is rarely addressed by the media, says Maria, a solo traveller. So job done there, Maria. Now, there could be some good news for consumers in the months ahead with wholesale gas costs dropping. The Irish Independent report there could be cuts to electricity and gas prices later in the year as a result. Muireann Lynch is Senior Research Officer with the ESRI. Muireann, good evening to you.
Good evening.
What kind of a drop are we seeing in the gas wholesale market at the moment?
So over the last few months, kind of compared to, say, 5-6 months ago, it's come down about 40% or so, or just under that. So it's pretty significant. And we might continue to see declines in the wholesale price over the coming months as well. Kind of we need to wait and see how things pan out.
Okay, any idea why?
Yeah, so there's a couple of things. So first of all, at this time of year, January, usually a drop in gas prices like this is because, but coming into the winter, what countries that have gas storage tend to do is fill up that storage in anticipation of winter. And then if there's a mild winter, you actually don't need all of that gas. So you kind of build it up as a buffer. But then when you come out of the winter, then you have that buffer available. And that's exactly what happened this year. So Ireland doesn't have gas storage, but the countries that do have that buffer, and now that's putting easing pressure. And then also the fact that a lot of European countries have invested in LNG in an effort to get off Russian gas. And we've seen extra supplies of LNG, so they've been able to exploit that as well. So kind of those factors combined mean that prices are coming down on international markets. So even though Ireland has neither storage nor LNG at present, we're able to benefit from those lower prices thanks to those investments in other countries.
And do domestic energy suppliers, though, lock in their prices maybe when the demand for gas is high as opposed to when the glut is there? So could it take a while before people start to see falling prices in their renewed bills, or if they're changing providers?
Exactly, yeah, it does. So what happens is kind of wholesale prices obviously are kind of what companies buy and sell in bulk, and then retail prices are what they sell them on to us at. And in these markets, there's a phrase called rockets and feathers. And this is that when wholesale prices go up, retail prices follow up like a rocket. Whereas when wholesale prices come down, retail prices come down more like a feather. Now, it's a phenomenon we've somewhat seen in Ireland. So now that wholesale prices are coming down, we would expect retail prices to follow, but it will be with a bit of a lag.
Okay, don't hold your breath. Thanks, Muireann. Muireann Lynch, Senior Research Officer with the ESRI there.